This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. A White House official confirmed Tuesday U.S. President Joe Biden plans to stick to his August 31st deadline for U.S. troops to leave Afghanistan. Earlier in the day, Biden and other G7 leaders met virtually to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, with several leaders pushing for him to keep U.S. troops in the country beyond next week's deadline to facilitate the ongoing evacuation effort. The Taliban have rejected any extension of that deadline. At Tuesday's daily White House briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said evacuations of Americans and others who aided the U.S. effort in Afghanistan will actually end before August 31st to give the military time to draw down its forces. Psaki told reporters there would need to be time to wind down the presence. She said it was necessary to assess the threat of the Islamic State to the military and to ensure cooperation with the Taliban. The United States has evacuated and helped in the evacuation of approximately 58,700 people since August 14th. The military has ramped up its evacuations in recent days. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Tuesday that Russia would not deploy its armed forces to Afghanistan to, in his words, interfere in Afghanistan's domestic affairs. He said Moscow had learned the lessons of the Soviet Union's failed intervention there. Soviet forces invaded Afghanistan in 1979 under the pretext of upholding a so-called friendship treaty with the Afghan government. Unable to defeat Islamic resistance fighters, the Soviet government withdrew its troops 10 years later. The U.S. envoy to Pyongyang said Tuesday that the United States supports humanitarian aid for North Korea, regardless of progress on the country's denuclearization program. More on this story can be found on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.